back into Redbird Arena. We had another timeout called in a minute differentiated from the last one. 3:14 remaining. Redbirds in double bonus, but still trailing like they have the whole afternoon to San Diego State, 68-57, the Aztecs lead. So, Mitch, I'm trying to figure out how to word this in my stunned thoughts about what San Diego's done against the Redbirds, but what do you got for me, man? I'm at a loss for words about the way this Redbird offense played. This is not the way we have seen them before this season offensively.
Yeah, Illinois State has just kind of been outmatched throughout this game. They've been undersized. Their shots just have not been going down, only 28% from three-point land. And so it's a little bit difficult to be able to come back if your shots are not going down. And they knew coming into this that they were a little bit undersized, and so maybe their speed would help, but it just hasn't come to fruition.
And Tinsley gets a good pass off the inbound to Jefferson. Copeland gets the ball from Yarbrough. Evans to Yarbrough, who also has, Mitch, a double-double today. Yarbrough trying to cross over, getting it inside, but getting it to Evans for a three-point attempt. Does not go.
And that's a shot that Keyshawn usually makes. And so when those shots are not going down, you know it just might not be your day.
Could not agree more, but it's been a day for Hemsley on the offense of San Diego State as he gets the ball to Mitchell, to Watson. Good pick by Mitchell as Watson has the ball. Akup gets it to McDaniels. Shot clock at 8, 2:35 remaining in tonight's matchup. Redbirds trailing by 11 as Akup tries to get it in for two and does, right past Malik Yarbrough. 70-57, the Redbirds are trailing. It looks like this possible comeback is almost out of reach, but miracles can happen. But we will see if that's the case for the Redbirds as they are now back on offense. Jefferson gets the ball from Malik Yarbrough to William Tinsley. Tinsley cannot hold the ball, but he keeps the ball, and the foul will be called on McDaniels. So that was very close by Tinsley, but luckily he had the ball still.
Yeah, and so Tinsley will go to the line here. The Redbirds have just been flat since the very beginning of the game, and so I think that this is kind of a lesson for Dan Muller, and I'm really interested to see what he'll say post-game because his team has set the bar decently high so far to start the season. You start 6-2 as Tinsley made that last free throw, but in this game you just fell flat. This is a game that you had to win, in my opinion.
I am in 100% agreement with you, Mitch. This is a game that might keep the Redbirds out of the tourney later in the year, but Tinsley's trying to prevent that as he makes both free throws. Redbirds trailing by 10. Two-minute drill situation for the Birds in this game. As there's 2 minutes remaining, they trail 70-59. So it looks like that free throw didn't count. So it looks like the score is at 59 instead of 60. 1:52 remaining in this game. That looks to be almost over, but the Redbirds trying to stay in it. And Watson misses the shot. Yarbrough holds the ball, but Yarbrough's called. But the ball will stay with the Birds. So
yeah, there's going to be free throws again for the Redbirds as there was a foul on the putback. We'll see who's going to the line. I believe it will be William Tinsley to the line. It'll be Malik Yarbrough to the line on this one.
So Malik Yarbrough, who we mentioned as a double-double, will try and add to his current point total, trying to help his team stay in this. Clock stopped at 1:44 left in the game. 70-59, the Redbirds trail in need of more answers offensively. And that doesn't help that situation as Yarbrough misses his first free throw of two. This team just looks out of energy already. When we saw them coming in mid-second half, they did not look like the Redbird team we would see. Maybe it's the candy stripes affecting them, Mitch. I don't know. Maybe it's the retro uniforms. Hopefully that's the case, but the Redbirds are looking for more answers still.
Yeah, I don't think so, Will. And I think part of it, too, is Malik Yarbrough. He's been really flat so far in this game, only 11 points, averages 16. But at least recently, he's had scoring digits in the 20s. He's been held to only 11 points and 11 rebounds. And while that double-double is great, your offensive production has only been shooting 30%. And we look at Zach Copeland, too. He's had a decent game, 9 points, a rebound, and 2 assists. But he's been shooting 33% from the field. And so the Redbirds total only shooting 32% from the field. It's hard to win when you shoot those numbers.
Agreement is on that call as well as Yarbrough gets the ball after the missed free throws by Hemsley. Redbirds get a bucket up, only trailing by 8. So they're in pressure situation, tightly full court pressing, and a good veteran call by Mitchell to get the timeout for San Diego State. Redbirds putting the pressure on. We will take a timeout as well. Redbirds trail 70-62, minute 20 remaining. You're listening to 103.3 WZND.